Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Christian counseling is in ever-increasing demand, not least for the pastor of the local church. And often those of us who have practiced counseling have found ourselves faced with medical issues, and we don't exactly feel always competent to deal with those kinds of things. And so Dr. Charles Hodges has his work we've featured here before in Books at a Glance, has written to fulfill that need for us in his new book. It's entitled The Christian Counselor's Medical Desk Reference. Charles, welcome. Congratulations on a very needed book.
Well, I'm very glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me. And I'm also glad that God made us able to put the book together and get it into print.
All right. Tell us what your book is all about and what the contribution is that you hope to make. And also, this is a second edition, so tell us how it differs from the first.
Well, the book is aimed and is about the medical issues that are often brought into counseling by individuals who are seeking soul care from their pastors and from counselors, biblical counselors. And it covers 20 some odd different medical issues that are fairly common. And when people ask me why I chose the ones I chose, I tried to pick the issues that would show up most often with individuals who came for counseling. The book is a second edition. The first edition was written entirely by my friend Bob Smith, now with the Lord. Bob, as Doc, as we would call him, he was a mentor, a colleague, and a dear friend who was also a physician and who practiced medicine for about 40 years and also in the 1970s became involved in what is now known as the biblical counseling movement, along with Jay Adams and Bill Good. He wrote that original edition, he said, because as he was teaching individuals to do counseling from the scriptures, they would often come and say, "Doctor, I have a counselee who has been diagnosed with blank." You can fit in the diagnosis, whichever diagnosis you want to put in that blank. And the counselee would have said that this is the reason why I can't grow, change, or become more like Christ or make any progress in my life at this point in time. And it was Doc's purpose to explain those diagnoses and also point out how the scriptures applied and how those individuals could make progress. And that was published, the original edition. One of the things he hoped to achieve was to help counselors not to be intimidated by counselees who came with diagnoses, you know, not to be fearful as they counseled them. You know, a lot of times counselors would say that they feared that they would give direction that would be harmful or cause the counselee trouble. And it was Doc's intent with his original book to take that fear out and also to give them guidance that would help them as they did it. And that was 23 years ago. You know, of course, medicine in that period of time has marched. And some of the things that we thought were certain in medicine when the book was first published are different now. Of course, the scriptures haven't changed at all during that period of time. They remain infallible, inspired, sufficient, and applicable to the kind of problems that we face. So it was our intent to bring the medical side of the book more up to date in the second revision. The original purposes remain the same. We hope that the individuals who use this book and read it will be encouraged that they can counsel folks who come with those labels and to be helpful and to find things in scripture that apply.